Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back. 7th of the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Joe Collins is here. Joe's a new friend. Retired Navy veteran. He was an aviation machinist mate and served his country during the Iraqi freedom era, and we're proud of you, Joe. Thank you for your service very much. You want to give us a website, please?
Yeah, my website is joecollinsforcongress.com.
All right, folks, and as I've heard, you heard me say, he ran against Maxine Waters, so that makes him a hero in my opinion. Whatever we can do to get rid of Maxine Waters, get her out of Washington, Joe. I mean, I'm going to send you some money. You need to be supported. So keep up good work. I know you're going to go at her again in the next election. Joe, one of the things, and by the way, you're literally at the airport right now. Are you at LAX? You're on your way to Washington. To tell us what you're going to do in Washington.
Yeah, we're headed to Washington. About to go out here and go support the president. We're going to rally and do whatever it takes so he can get reelected.
All right. So do you think there's a chance that that in the time that's left that the disparities can be discovered and this thing can be turned around? You think there's still a chance?
I think that a lot of these states are still going to try to hide their election results. But, you know, we can't forget that the president did sign the executive order back in September of 2018 that has everything to do with foreign interference in our U.S. election. And we do know that a lot of these machines were partially owned by foreign companies. And so we'll see how that happens after it is fixed.
So President Trump doubled his he got 50% more black voters than typical. He got a lot more Hispanic voters. Minority voters came out in droves for him. Now that if this election goes as it seems it will, we wind up with the Harris Biden administration. Will black Americans who voted for Trump, will this make them mad? Will it make them want to redouble their efforts and help convince other people to vote Republican? Or will it make them feel disenfranchised and demoralized and cause them to disengage from the system? What do you think is going to happen?
I think that a lot of younger black men and women are going to start coming over to the Republican Party just because, you know, when you look at what we've been able to get from the Democratic Party for a very long time, it's been absolutely destructive to our communities, and we want change. So I see a lot of black people coming over to the Republican Party because they want something new. As far as their support for our president, it's going to cause a lot more black people to actually run for office as Republicans, which is very exciting to me.
So you think that this is going to basically sort of light a match and cause a more momentum among black Americans because of what's happened?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, do you feel when you go through your community and you talk to young people, do you feel like they look at you as a role model or an interloper? What's the attitude?
I say I leave a positive impact on everyone who I come across. Well dressed, clean cut, and I'm always positive for the most part. Mm-hmm. And so I would say I'm definitely a role model and a community advocate.
Well, I think you are too, and it'll be interesting to see how that rolls out. Do you think that the candidate in Michigan, the Senate candidate in Michigan, James? Do you think that election was taken from him, too? He had a chance to win that election, didn't he?
I think that every single person who has an issue or even, like, just a hint that they think that their election has been tampered with, I think they should definitely file a lawsuit.
Do you know if he's contesting his election at all?
You know what? I'm not sure. I would have to look into that.
Yeah, Yeah. So this week in Washington, you're going to are you got meetings planned where you're going to be meeting with people, and is it organized? Is this thing that's happening in Washington this week, is it organized?
There are a lot of organized events, and they're going to be very exciting. And, you know, my team and I, we do have a few meetings that we got to get knocked out. You know, it can't be all fun. Somebody got to do the business also. So, you know, we got a little bit of everything going on.
Hey, Joe, JoeCollins.com, right? JoeCollinsForCongress.com.
Yes.
JoeCollinsForCongress.com. Folks, I encourage you to contribute to his cause. Hey, Joe, good luck this week. Congratulations on your service. Thank you for your service to us in the military. Will you come back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We love having you on the show. Joe Collins, ladies and gentlemen, a great young American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.